go to cinema. And when we started work, we went to friends with Park Empire, saw different shows, different turns.
Because you went to the cinema a lot more than young people do today.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was always...
Probably went twice a week.
One night a week, at least, cinema, or things with Park Empire.
And you'd see, what, two or three films on a show?
You see an A film, the main one, and a B film, which was a supporting one, and you'd see The Pathé News, would that be Gorman?
When everyone threw bits of bread or whatever they were eating at each other.
So that was when you went to the Saturday morning pictures as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we went to Saturday morning, But that, I think they started after the war though.
They did?
The Saturday morning pictures.
Was it after the war?
Yeah, that was sixpence.
Yeah.
I can remember, we used to all belong to a youth club.
Okay.
And our parents didn't worry about us not going out like they do now. The youth club, your dad used to go to as well, Emmanuel Church Youth Club, and there used to be a snooker table there. We used to play football for the Emmanuel. And then what else would we do? We never had a lot of money, but we used to cycle everywhere, always playing football in the street. Usual thing. What else?
So the youth club, that was... We all had
catapults.
Oh, okay. Handmade?
Handmade catapults. You'd get someone's privet and find a Y, what they call them, branch.
Yeah.
You'd cut that out with your penknife, which was usually blunt. you used to scrape it on the curb to sharpen it.
Was there a certain skill in making
the And the rubber... There was a shortage of everything in them days, and we used to go up to Leighton Bus Garage, see the mechanic, who would probably chase you away. You say, hold it, have you got any old inner tubes? Not like the tyres today, where they're, what do they call them, don't have inner tubes, do they?
Sort of pneumatic, is it?
Yeah, we used to, I got any old rubber inner tubes, and from that we would make for the elastic.
Okay.
And then tie it around. And then we used to... collect our stones and then go up the forest and fire at birds, but we never hit any because we wasn't that good. That's something you used to do.
So did you have gangs? Would you fight neighbourhood?
Oh, neighbourhood gangs, yeah.
Would you fight with your catapults, the other, rival gangs?
Oh, no. No, for things like that, we'd go onto the bomb site and one street would throw stones at the other kids on the other, they'd be up in the house, which they're not supposed to be in, and we'd throw bricks at them. Never hit anybody because we were too far away. So there was never any danger, really.
Yeah, just a lot of shouting and screaming.
We used to arrange this at school. Like, we're going to come round your street today, and there'd be one bombed house or something like that. That'd be there, we'd all be thrown, but no one got hurt. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So when you went to the youth club, that was what, three nights? How often that was?
I think it was open fairly regular. We used to go more than once or twice a week.
I think there were different age groups.
Yeah, there's always a man or a woman used to run it.
Yeah.
They tell you how to make something.
Yeah.
Girls how to sew,
yeah.
How to embroider, how to do whatever was handy.
And was yours like, did they separate the boys and the girls in their activities at the youth club?
Oh, no.
No.
No, it's good. No, we all used to join in and do things. Yeah, it's good.
See, then I was evacuated to St Ives in Cornwall when I was quite young.
So come back to the youth club a second, though. So when you used to go there, did you go with friends or did you go with your siblings?
No, I didn't go with my siblings, I went with friends.
Yeah.
You were with friends, you didn't?
Because we lived in flats and there was always a group of girls you knew, and there was always one or two that would go to the club with you.
Okay. But you didn't have to look after a young,
No, I was very fortunate there.
Okay.
Yeah. There was always a baby around, but... See, I was evacuated for 5 years to St Ives.
But you would have been still a young person when you went back to London afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I came back when I was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was getting on for 7 when I went, and about 11. Then I started work at 14, so...
But your parents didn't expect you to look after the other children?
Well, we did, but we didn't mind, really.
No.
Because we had the radio then, we didn't have so much television. We did have television later, obviously, but we used to crowd around the radio and you had your favourite programmes, or continue next week or so many nights, listen to the next instalment of a radio play or whatever.
So I think that's one thing that's changed, things like the radio and the telly, the breadth of entertainment for us nowadays means that we don't gather as a family in one place.
Mm.
So we've got phones, and we've got computers, and we've got tellies, and we've got radios. So like I say, so the when
radio,
you were young,
the radio
you
was great.
You just had the radio, so you would all, as a family, would probably listen.
Mm. The you same only had thing one. Yeah, you only had the one
at the same time.
Mm. Yeah, they'd have a play, so you'd all hear the play, or they had a series that, oh, you have to wait till next week, or get the next instalment.
Mm. Well, Dick Barton was a famous one, wasn't it?
Dick Barton, special agent.
Mm. Yeah, we used to have one friend, Chas Chandler, I remember him. We'd be playing in the street, and at 7:15, I think it was on, he used to go. But the others probably, we mainly played down by the school where he lived. But I mean, it was too far for us to go, but a lot of them wasn't interested. He used to go in and then come out in 15 minutes of time.
Really?
Yeah, it's only on for 15 minutes, but but everybody knew the tune.
Okay.
Dick Barton, special agent.
Da da da.
Da da da.
Very, very. I think it was huge.
Special agent.
It was, yeah. Jock and Snowy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that the one?
Snowy, yeah.
So Chas Chandler, he wasn't the famous Chas Chandler.
Pardon?
He wasn't the famous.
Oh, no, no, no.
There was a person called, I can't remember now. There was a
Chas Chandler.
Oh, is there? No. Well, Charles Chandler, I suppose his name, yeah.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
But there was always a youth club, always Sunday school and...
That's another thing, you used to go to Sunday school, didn't
we? There always seemed to be something to do.
But that was laid on by the church or by the state?
By the church, I would think. We went to a church youth club, which wasn't adjacent to the church. It was probably 5 roads up and then up this other street. It was like a big hall, you know. Yeah. As I say,
we went to Chomley Hall, which is just at the top of Archway Road. But there was always something on there.
No, we used to go there 2 or 3 times a week.
But when you say it was church, you didn't have to do prayers or anything?
Oh, no.
No.
But Sunday school you would have to?
You didn't have to go to Sunday school, but I used to go when I was...
You didn't go when you was 11, though, did you?
I think I did, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, after, yeah.
Because normally you finish when you was 10-ish.
Well, we used to go, yeah. I used to belong to the choir as well at Emmanuel Church, I know. Terrible voice, but there you are. Oh, well, that's another thing you can tell them in the thing. We used to be in the choir, and I used to hate going on a Sunday evening to the choir. But we used to sit opposite each other. And while the vicar was, Mr. Fox was doing his sermon, we'd have elastic bands with the bits of paper across each other. Yeah, honestly. You go, there you go.
He was a little devil.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, and then he had a brainwave of getting some money to the church, I suppose, and you can have a choir on a wedding, but it would cost the bride and groom money. And he said to us he would give us a shilling every time we
sang.
Went, you know, they had the choir there. And to get the money, and he would give us a shilling, and he never paid us for a long while. And one of the boys said, "Mr. Fox, you haven't paid us for sort. You owe us 10 bob each or something." You know. And in the end, we got it out of him. Yeah, he never paid us on the day.
No.
And I can't remember it. He owed us a lot of money each, but we got it.
He didn't say, "No, this is for the church. This is your donation."
He wasn't that Christian, was he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think he used to spend the money in the pub, in the Hare and Hounds opposite.
So did you have to, how did you go to the youth club? You went with friends?
We used to meet there, yeah. I mean, your dad went, Doug used to be there. All the kids in that area where we used to live in Leibridge Road, all houses. There's always loads of kids about. You know what I mean? All about the same age.
So would you arrange, would you say, oh, I'm going at school, would you say, oh, I'm going to the club tonight, or would you just presume everyone's going to be there?
I suppose you'd probably assume that you just went there every Tuesday or whenever, you'd just go, you know. I think it was openly enough every night, I'm sure of it. So I can't remember, it's a long while ago, but...
Yeah,
cause I'd probably go there 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, because I don't think you've...
But we used to walk, I mean, or take your bike, I don't know if I had a bicycle then, no. We used to cycle or walk. Yeah, couldn't afford a half beef affair.
No, it was probably too near anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah. Everyone walked, didn't they?
So I'm guessing then that, so your home was probably quite crowded and you didn't used to play games indoors so much.
We used to play cards a lot indoors. Yeah, we, say you had the radio, virtually it was only two, was it home service, wasn't it, and the light programme?
Right in the home.
Luxembourg never came in for a long while after, did it?
No.
But we used to, yeah, we used to play games, quite a few. That's another pastime, was I used to go, we used to swap comics.
Oh, right.
There used to be the main ones, was the Dandy, Beano, Hotspur, was it? Can't think of them all now.
Think they're about, that's the main ones.
And you'd go, you'd read them and you'd swap old ones with your mates, go around his house and swap.
But all those games that we're used to now, like...
Pun?
Scrabble, Monopoly, I don't suppose they were really
they
around.
Never had them games then.
I think they come out later.
You'd have things like Snakes and Ladders when you're young, Ludo. Not what's the name? Not chess.
Drafts.
Dominoes, maybe.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah.
But your mum and dad were card players, weren't they?
Yeah.
So you probably
we used to play cards a lot. Yeah.
But would your friends come round and you'd play cards and?
Yeah, they used to come. We used to when we was older, before we all went in the forces. It used to be Barry, your dad, Nine, all that used to come and play cards in someone's house.
Okay.
That was when you were a bit older, though.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
So
when
you were
was
about 16,
17, yeah. That's right,
so you get a bottle of beers and...
No.
No?
Never had the money. Couldn't afford it.
Weren't you working by then?
Pardon?
Weren't you working
by
then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you couldn't afford anything, really. Although you worked 44 hours a week, you never... You couldn't afford things.
By the time you paid your fares and you got your... dinner money.
Well, the majority of the people used to give their parents half of what they earned them days.
Mm.
And out of the £3 I earned, I used to give my £1.10, which is £1.50, isn't it? And you'd still buy your own clothes and still buy your own things, you know. But going to work was 2D, which is like 2p. But then them days, 240 pence to the pound rather than 100 now. So your return fare to work was 4 pence. Wasn't really a lot, was it?
No, but in...
But it was still a lot compared with...
Every day?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Yeah, and you used to buy everything yourself, so you're really there out a lot, you know.
Well, my first take-home pay was £2.08.09.
Yeah.
And out of that, my mum used to give me my fare and dinner money. Oh, she'd give me my fare and I'd take a sandwich.
So that's you just give her the pay packet and then she'd just give you some change out of it?
And
I don't think children
would
do that today.
I worked at CNA Modes at the factory and they had a very good canteen, so I would get a good lunch there for like perhaps a shilling or...
I don't know how much they were for them days, canteens.
Yeah. So I always had
probably
a good meal
shilling
at work. And then my mum used to make a meal in the evening. Or we'd have like beans on toast. But the others would have a dinner.
When you played football in the street, where would the football come from?
Whoever had one, wasn't it?
It'd probably be a tennis ball.
Okay.
You know, the small.
Yeah.
Never had a football. That's what I'm saying, but never
had it hard.
Yeah. No, you'd have a rubber ball, yeah.
True though. Those kids.
So they literally played tennis ball.
And you used to have those Sorbo ones, didn't you?
Yeah.
Those Sorbo, they're very bouncy.
Mm.
Mm. So yeah, the one ball was master of all games, really. Yeah. Cricket.
Football. Oh, and if you was if it was your ball, you could say who was playing or who wasn't. But oh, it's my ball.
And if you were losing, could you take the ball and say, right, that's it, I'm going home now?
Yeah. Yeah, you would get someone like that. Yeah, you would get my ball. Oh, that was the annoying part. If one of the boys had to be in by 8 o'clock and it was his ball, you go mad. It's not dark yet. Yeah. And cricket, I used to play in the street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was usual, cricket in the street.
And you'd find that some houses down the street would have their front door, but the very end house would probably have a flank wall, and you'd get your chalk and mark it, like the three stumps and
that's
the bows, and you'd play cricket against that.
Until they came out and told you to clear off.
And you didn't always have a cricket bat. Someone's father would work in a factory and cut you a piece of wood down.
I don't think many people did have a bat, did they? Most people did that, were we?
Yeah, it was generally a piece of plank of wood with a shape. Yeah, but it's good. And then you'd have all things like, if there's a dispute of the ball hitting the wicket, if there's a dispute, you'd have what they call three matchsticks. Have you heard of that?
No.
You turn your bat round, so you held the actual ball.
Hit it with a hand.
The handle would be at the bottom. And so from about three paces away, they'd aim quickly at the wicket, and you try to stop it. And if it hit the wicket, you was telling fibs, you know. God punished you. No, you was out.
Yeah. Oh, no, I heard of that then. Okay.
Yeah, and everyone disputed it. If you was out, they all said, no, it wasn't. And they'd get the ball and say, was chalk on it or something like that, you know. You could get away from it.
What about with football, if you could score? Because obviously you just had, jumpers for your goalposts?
Yeah.
And if the ball went over the jumper, how would you decide the same way, if it was a goal or not?
If it hit the jumper, you'd probably say it wasn't a goal. Well, I hit the post, but...
But if it's gone over, all the arguments you have on telly nowadays, God knows what the arguments
are. Well, it'd be a goal if you was attacking, and if you was defending, it wouldn't have been a goal.
Yeah, but how do you decide?
Well, probably toss a coin if I had one. Somebody had one. I don't really know. I can't remember that now.
Yeah, all the arguments they have on telly with whether it went over the line or not.
Yeah.
What arguments you were
about. It was always the youngest little boy in goal. It was the very first game of football I ever played.
Yeah.
I must have been about 5. Where was I? Between the stick. Oh, between the jumpers. Yeah. Now if the ball comes, you've got to stop it.
That's a bit silly, isn't it?
Well, you always put the youngest one in.
You were very young at 5, though.
I was evacuated. I still remember it. I still remember playing it. I can remember every bit of my childhood. Being evacuated to Wolverton.
So there's a lot of bomb buildings then, I suppose, around that you used to play in.
We wasn't so bad. We lived virtually on the outskirts of London, didn't we? Leighton and Waterham. But every street virtually had a couple of houses down, didn't they?
Yeah.
So but even, you can put this down, even if you walk or go now in certain parts of different boroughs of London, you see sort of a different house in the middle, it's probably got bombed and they built another one.
Mm.
Used to put prefabs in, didn't they, at one time?
Mm.
You know, to fill the space up to give people accommodation.
No, it's amazing sometimes to see the prefabs are still there, aren't they? Sometimes.
Are they still going, are they?
Yeah.
It's amazing, because they were just temporary, weren't they?
I think there's one that's listed now in London somewhere.
But did you used to play, so you used to play on the bomb sites?
We used to play on bomb sites, yeah. Not supposed to.
No.
Danger, keep off, and we'd done the opposite and went in. We used to climb up the scaffold.
We did that.
And
when you think of it, some of them staircases were. We should have one at a time. You one go up at a time, don't two go up in case it collapses.
So
you say the fat one up. If he gets to the top, you all go up. So old Chas Chandler was always first.
Oh, poor Chas.
Yeah.
which is you're standing behind him poking with the sticks.
Yeah, he's a nice boy. Still going, the old boys. I don't know.
So,
yes.
Oh, swimming. We used to go swimming a lot.
Oh, did you?
Well, this is the entertainment we had, didn't we? You know, we all. Cinema, we used to go swimming. I used to, well, in the summer holidays when it was warm, I suppose, we used to. I forget how much it used to cost to get in, but we used to go swimming a lot.
Where was that?
Leighton Baths.
Was that an open air one?
No, Whips Cross was open air, the one up in between Leighton Stone and Leighton. Yeah, big one in the forest. 2,000 people could swim with comfort.
Crams.
Yeah.
Big. So you just go up there, you go to something like the open airs all day and just hang out there?
Oh yeah, yeah, you go there, queue up, go early in the morning, but then if you went late, you'd have to queue up to get in. Hmm?
Always crowded, weren't they?
Well, that's all kids had to do, was go swimming and things like that. Yeah, used to get the bus up there.
But it was very reasonable, and it was free some days.
It was early in the morning that it was free. Mm. But they used to have these great big water chute things, a fountain.
Mm.
You're not supposed to sit on the top. You used to sit on the top and go, and the water just and the bloke would come along and, oi. Get off. Yeah.
And were there things like you weren't allowed to jump in and do dive bombs and things?
Oh, we used to do all that.
Were you not supposed to?
No, they used to let you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I think someone got hurt and then you wasn't allowed. I used to do what I call, I wasn't very good at it, cannonball. Used to jump in, go dead straight and then fold up in a little ball and they go, and a big plume of water would come up.
Was that to attract the girls?
Probably did, yeah. That was before the bouncing bomb. No, it was after the bouncing bomb. We used to have just a straight flop, flop in. No, everyone could swim, everyone learnt to swim, yeah.
And did everyone pay to get in?
Oh, yeah.
And the cinema as well? Did people not just...
Well, we tried to get in now and again, but they just get caught, didn't we?
Not always.
But no. One would pay to go in and then slip down and open the fire escape door.
No, we used to walk in backwards, I think, just coming out.
You should put your shoes on backwards.
Yeah. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going out, mate. Yeah.
So, what do you reckon? So, how did that change then when you left school? You know, when you left school and you had a job and started to earn some money and how did your leisure time change? I mean, you'd have less time, I suppose. Would you have less time? I suppose.
No, we used to go to football training, probably twice a week. Still we belong to the youth club, like, you know, from, I think we left Emmanuel when we was about 16 or 17 and went to Ruckholt. Similar thing, there used to be a lot of evening classes them days. People used to go to work and they'd encourage you to, whatever trade you'd done, was to go and continue, like if you was a draftsman, they'd encourage you to do technical drawing and things like that. And yeah, there should be a big gymnasium there, and it was a school. We used to go to football training twice a week, go over Hackney Marshes for a run, you know, to keep fit, play Saturday afternoons, and still the same.
Yeah.
Probably Sunday afternoon, cinema, was it, or Sunday evening? When you was older, Saturday night, go up to Leighton Baths, try and chat a girl up. And that's when we used to go in the pub opposite, make out we was older than what we was, and buy a couple of pints. And
so this is when you were 16 or 17?
Yeah.
And drinking, so that's at 18, is it, drinking age?
Was it? Probably the same. There's always been a...
Yeah.
No, they weren't quite so strict, I don't think.
They were strict as... Could you get drinks in when you were 17?
Oh, yeah.
If you looked old enough.
Yeah, probably did, yeah.
Wasn't it the case that Barry, who was the eldest, actually looked the youngest?
So he was up here, yeah.
Get a drink, and he was the only legal one. That's what Dad told me.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Because he was short, and he used to get very annoyed.
But you, so you said on the Saturday night you went to the what, swimming baths?
They should be a dance hall there.
Oh, okay.
Was it swimming in the summer? And they used to have a lot of entertainment. They used to board it out, and they'd have dancing on a Wednesday and a Saturday, boxing once a week, wrestling, all that sort. Every bar's had the same, didn't they?
Okay.
Like entertainment was, there was no television then. There was, but nobody could afford it or never made them enough.
Right.
I don't think our parents had television until throughout the army, 1955.
53 was when a lot of people got TVs because of the coronation.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, 53. But 50.
But most people didn't.
Yeah, I came out and yeah, they had one at 55, a little teeny thing, black and white.
But yeah, so you'd all go down. So you'd all go dancing on the Saturday night.
Yeah, most of the fellas. Yeah.
And would you have enough money to buy a girl a drink? No. Or would you be expecting her to buy her own drinks?
Oh no, you wouldn't take a girl across. You'd get a pass out. you get what I call a pass out from the baths. A ticket.
Yeah.
So you go over to the pub and then come back after half an hour or something like that. Then you'd carry on dancing and go up to a girl in the last waltz and say, you fancy a dog?
You say, where do you live? Shall I take you home?
Yeah. She said, I've got my bike outside. Yeah. No,
so it didn't change too much then, really?
Not really, no.
From being at school to...
No, not at all. No, we still used to go cycling, believe it or not.
So, yeah, okay. So, yeah, he was telling us about cycling, so... How old were you when you went to Southend?
Was probably in our teens, 16. Cycle all the way.
And just because we didn't record that bit, because on the tape, could you just tell us what that involved? Where do you cycle from and to? How long?
What, from Leighton to?
Yeah, so from Leighton to Southend.
Leighton to Southend, about 3 hours, I think, used to take. 3 hours coming back. You go up to a swim or something, eat your sandwiches.
That was your day out?
Make a pest of yourself.
And how far was that, Alan?
I would say about 31. I think London to Southend's, because I always go from, where is it, Marble Arch, isn't it? Yeah, probably about 31. It's far enough, though, isn't it? Especially on an old roadster. I mean, the bikes to them days were a lot heavy. But that was good.
And how many of them were you in the crowd doing that?
Oh, there'd be a load of us, about 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we never went to Southend all the time. We'd go out to places like Harlow Mill, carry a bike across this field, and go swimming in the River Lee.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be good. You know when we went that time with you and Lil and Doug, that mill?
Mm.
That's where we used to go.
It's lovely around there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So just getting out of the city and into the country.
Yeah, it was nice. Mm. Yeah.
Did you go to Epping as well, probably, did you?
Epping, yeah.
Did you go to Epping? Epping
Forest? Yeah, anywhere around there. But we wasn't really far from the country, I suppose, Leighton.
No.
Well, you was a bit further, but I mean, yeah, you'd probably have to go up towards Hertfordshire, wouldn't you? But it wasn't that far. Go up to the Epping Forest, it was nice.
And there weren't so many cars on the road, really.
Oh, I didn't at all. No. I saw an there was an increase in cars. You could gradually see it, you know, feeling it. But as I say, that's when we used to play football in the street, and if a car did come along, it's Saddy's Hootler or one of the boys would say, the car coming, you'd all get out of the way and then start again.
So you never got none of your friends
that? No. Never had no trouble, nothing like that. No accidents. That's good.
I was lucky. Coming back to school a minute, what about when your break times at school? What did you used to get up to? Remember the games you'd play at school?
I think we used to have a third of a pint of milk to start with. I remember in the morning. We used to go out in the playground and generally, I think what the kids do now, chasing, hopscotch, was it, now and again? Or the boys would probably have a ball, a tennis ball, and play football or cricket at one end. That was it. Just a general same as the kids today, I think.
Well,
yeah.
Release, you used to play. Did you used to play release? Like,
yeah, that's it, what they call it. You touch someone, didn't you? Then you're it. Like, they used to call it it, didn't they?
We used to play something we called Jimmy Jimmy Knacker.
Yeah, but not in school time, though, was it, Lil?
It was around the playground.
Yeah.
They'd put three struts up and then you'd all run and hide, then you'd...
We used to call that...
You should you find them and say, I can see you, bang the thing. Or they'd try to get back before you could see them.
Two teams, really, that was, wasn't it, very often?
There was probably another name for it, but that's...
I think much sounds like kids do. I mean, you see kids running around all playing and running. And I think the girls used to...
play games now?
Perhaps the girls would get a skipping rope out, wouldn't they, or something like that.
Oh, yes.
Things like marbles?
Oh, yeah.
We
used to have marbles, yeah.
I never really understood marbles.
There was a big marble.
Yeah.
And they used to roll that up somewhere, then the others had to try and hit it, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or nearest to it.
Tracks.
We used to call that gobs.
Yeah.
You'd have five stones.
Five stones.
Gobs.
Why did you call it gobs?
We used to call it gobs. Some used to call it five stones.
I've never heard it called gobs.
Gobs. What do you call it?
We call it cobs.
Cobs, yeah. It might have been cobs, but then again, it's probably slightly changed from cobs, gobs. You used to do the onesie, twosie, and you used to slide them up, throw them up.
Stones.
Do you know how it's played?
Pick up some more. No, go on, explain it to me.
Yeah.
Well, explain how to play.
You used to...
So you'd have five stones on the back of your hand.
No, you'd have five... Well, the real gobs, or cobs, they call them, were square things, like a little square sugar, really. But we used to have ordinary pebbles. You throw them up from the palm of your hand and catch them on the back. But we used to have one boy, used to have real bony fingers. He'd catch the five all the time. So he would go from one... But whatever amount you dropped, you had to throw one of those up in the air and then pick the other one up and then catch the one what you threw in the air.
See, now we paid different.
Then you do twosies. Then you do twosies, like two on the thing, throw one up, get the two. But then you'd go through the game. So if they was quite a long way away, you had to scoop the two before you called it. So you had to throw...
We used to play that for hours.
So you had to throw the first one higher, scoop and go like and catch it. Yeah.
Then you go up. Skillful, actually.
We used to somehow play it the same way we do. We used to throw one up and then drop the others. Then the main one, you throw up, then try and pick up one. Then try and
pick up the other one.
Yeah. Or if you could scoop up the four.
Yeah.
But you had to be very clever to do that. Because one would always roll away.
Yeah, you had onesies, twosies, wasn't it, and all that.
I used to draw wicket stumps on the wall and play cricket.
You used to have them on the floor and go like that and push them through the fingers, didn't you? Try and catch it like that. Push them through your fingers.
They were all made up games, weren't they? No one had anything of value, did they?
No.
I remember one boy coming to school once. He had this, I don't know what it was really, like electrical equipment. And he said, hold the wires, and he turned the handle, got electric shock. What do they call them things?
That sounds
like I'll tell you, it's blooming hurt. like a dynamo thing.
He must have a good
friend. It's for testing electrics, yeah.
Was he a good friend of yours?
Testing for stupidity.
But all kids seem to get... I don't think the kids have things like it today. Someone would bring something to school and say, hey, look at this, and it'd hurt you or something. But you'd say, no, it's a bit like, you know... Yeah.
Did you ever have a climbing frame in your... We had a playground in our flat, and there was a huge climbing frame.
We used to climb up on top of the sheds. We had our own.
We used to climb up, hang by our knees, and then get the one below, and things we did.
Really
didn't break our necks.
Gymnastic equipment, in a way, isn't it? That.
It's to exercise all the gymnastics, I suppose.
We used to play conkers.
Oh, it's only once in the year, though, wasn't it? Once.
Yeah, I know, we used to play, didn't you, when you were kids? All kids played conkers in the conk season.
Always played rounders.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, going back to the conkers, I mean, where we lived in Leighton, you could go to Woodford, and there must have been 100 trees, every one a horse chestnut tree. And you could go along there and you wouldn't find a conker because the kids would play conkers. But nowadays, no one plays. They're just on the floor. No one plays.
What, so kids are on the floor?
Well, so, I mean, you can say, I mean, mm-hmm. I took my grandson, Joe, up there. I said, Joe, this is how you do it. Get a big stick, throw them up in the air and hit the bough and they'd all shake, or tie a lump of rope to a big lump of wood, throw it up, get it caught and shake it. He said, what are you going to do that for, Grandad? There's loads on the floor already. But this is what you had to do years ago. To get conkers, you had to get them down or to climb the tree and shake it.
Because there were none on the ground.
Because they'd all been snapped up by the kids, yeah. But everyone, and our playground was full. And the headmaster used to say, no more conkers, but we'd all play. Yeah, they actually.
So every year you'd have a championship amongst all the school?
Not really, no. You'd have. They used to play conkers years ago, and you'd play, and then you'd say to somebody, how many is that one? He'd say, it's a threer, because he'd beat three people. And then you'd add that onto your one if you beat him. And then you'd have a conker, which is 150er, or something like that. So stupid, you know. It just goes on and on.
Were very honest about their conkers. Yeah. You know, if it was a tenner, I think people cheated on the numbers.
Somebody say this is a 50, and then you say, right, mine's a tenner, you'd add it on, that'd be a 61er or something like that, you know, and that's how it used to be.
But did people used to treat them? Did they treat them?
They did, actually, yeah.
Did they, like, had special rules, like put vinegar on and put them in the oven?
Yeah, I reckon they used to do that to kids. I never done that. And the hardest part was making a hole. Because nowadays the kids can go down the dad's shed and they've got electric drills and everything. Well, all we had was a corkscrew or something. Or
a meat skewer.
A meat skewer. And you always slipped and dug it in your hand. But no one bothered. You just carried on. Licked it and carried on, didn't you? Nowadays they'd be down at A&E, wouldn't they?
Tough and rough.
All my little soldier has got to go to A&E. But no one bothered. Well, you're frightened to tell your parents in case you got a clout.
I know one bloke who was an electrician, he used to misbehave as an apprentice, and he got a clout around the head, and he would never go home and tell his dad because his dad would just clout him harder.
That's right. Yeah. Oh yeah, you wouldn't say anything. Yeah. And then that's another thing. If a woman down the street knew you, said, I know your parents, I'll come and see them. You go, ooh.
Tremble.
So, Lil, you were talking earlier about knock and run.
Oh, yeah, knock down ginger. It's called knock down ginger.
Okay. So that was a common pastime.
Oh, yeah. You'd knock at the door and run away. Then well, if they came out, you'd be gone.
You probably wouldn't do it regularly. You're just probably strolling home, you think, bored. let's knock at someone's house and then run away. He's probably bored.
Why is it called knockdown ginger then?
Don't know.
We called it knockdown ginger.
That's right, I think they all called it. We called
it. Or you could tie a cotton to the knocker, couldn't you? Do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
And then you could
go across the other side of the street.
Long way, and then you'd go, not the cotton, but like a thing, and you'd go like that, and then when they opened the door, that would break, and then of course you'd be long gone, or you could be peering out somewhere.
And they'd look around thinking.
Except that when somebody did see you, then they chase you.
But the worst one, although I never done it, the worst one was to get dog's mess, put it in some paper.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Light the paper, make a light, bang on the door, they'd come out and people would stamp it.
I never did anything like that.
Do you actually know anything?
We never done it, but that's what I've heard.
No, was that an urban myth?
That's hearsay.
Oh, yeah. You didn't actually know anyone that did it?
No.
I've heard of it, yeah.
No, he didn't.
I've heard of it being done, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't.
Stamp it out.
We wouldn't think of doing anything like that.
Well, we didn't, but I've heard of it.
That's a vicious rumour.
So when you would go out all the time playing, would your parents know where you were and what you're up to?
Sort of.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Loosely.
Yeah, it would ask you where you're going. I just said we used to do a lot of running around the street. We used to do chasing. Mm. Oh, I think we were the fittest kids in Leighton. But it's always running. Yeah.
And you didn't have any trouble about borders, about crossing over into another gang's territory?
They never really had gangs like they got now, I suppose. Oh, no, nothing like that. Oh, no. There's never... You knew everybody.
Sometimes in flats, you might get one block. Try it on with the other block, if they had enough youngsters. But nothing ever serious, I don't think.
Yeah, I suppose we was a gang, but we'd never go around and fight another gang, nothing like that.
No, and if
well, you knew them all. You knew everyone from school or whatever, you know.
You have some lad that you never recognised wandered onto your area.
No. You wouldn't do anything, no.
We didn't.
No.
And when you went off, say swimming all day, because you'd go all day, you'd probably go early in the morning, or cycling.
Yeah.
You'd probably leave early in the morning.
Yeah.
And not come back till late. Your parents would be, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think my brothers used to cycle down to South End.
Yeah. We should take sandwiches and...
take a lunch.
Yeah.
I think we should take a bottle of tea and it should be cold. You should drink it cold. It was nice, actually. Cold tea's nice. Yeah.
It is nice.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things that nowadays you don't imagine parents letting their children out to play all day.
I wouldn't let my... I think I'd worry nowadays if I had children now, or my grandchildren were cycling, I'd be concerned because the traffic.
Mm.
Yeah. And yeah, it was probably just as bad then, wasn't it? You know, traffic.
Right,
it wasn't as bad. No, it wasn't as heavy, but you do get a lot of scatter. I mean, cars are faster now.
Mm.
I mean, a car years ago, to get up to 30 mile an hour might take sort of, I'm exaggerating, a couple of minutes, you know. Mm. Nowadays they do it in a matter of seconds, don't they?
Mm.
That's probably the difference.
But it might take them a couple of minutes to stop.
Oh, the brakes, that's right, yeah. I mean, brakes are much, but everything's more safer on a car, isn't it? Yeah.
We didn't really know anyone who had a car.
How much are we getting for this? How much?
Getting my love and tenderness.
Oh, that's all right. No, we're getting something for it. Joe.
So were you never part of a youth movement like the Teds?
Like?
The Teds, Teddy Boys.
No.
Teds?
Well, Teds were only like a load of blokes knowing each other.
Mm.
We used to Teddy Boys were dressed differently.
Mm. They just had...
They had drainpipe trousers and...
Yeah. We used to have semi-Teddy Boy suits.
But you could recognise a Teddy Boy, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, they had a short jacket or the long jacket, wasn't it, with the crepe soles.
But you never joined.
But we were smart though, we were smart. We used to have our suits made, but it was always smarter than them. Always wore a collar and tie.
So then if, could we then move on then as an adult? And you've got money coming in now. Maybe even when you got married, you know, as you're older and you got married.
Yeah.
You know, what did you get up to with the leisure time then?
What, when we got married?
Yeah, so we're going into the 60s. You've got jobs and you've got children.
Well, we didn't have, we got married in 58, down in 60. Yeah, we...
You still went out with the boys, didn't you? For a drink on a Sunday?
On a Friday I used to go meet Dad, didn't I?
Hmm.
Didn't go out so much because I think people moved around more. I'm not saying more, but... Doug, you always had your jobs to do, you all had to get up for work next day, but we still met and played football, probably on a Saturday and a Sunday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a club dance, you'd go to the club dance, wouldn't we, and things like that. But we probably didn't meet so regular.
No. So you didn't go to football training, you just went
to... We went football training still, yeah.
Okay, so I'd meet
some other boys, yeah. Go football training on Tuesday and Thursday, yeah. Things like that. But we probably didn't... I think we used to go and see my mum, didn't we, now and again, or something like that. On a, but we always went by bus, because we never had a car.
So your leisure time was mainly taken up with football and drinking?
Not really drinking, no. Probably only the Friday night. Yeah, Friday night, have a drink.
But just those two main...
But not like regular, like things like that, yeah.
So you didn't go out with Leo and go out to...
We went to, we used to be a cinema at the top. We used to go to the cinema if there was a film on, what we liked, didn't we?
Oh, and we missed at Carlingford.
That was handy, that was,
actually. Cinema was just on the corner.
Get a babysitter and go to the cinema.
Mm.
Well, actually, then, we didn't have any children, did we, when we got there? Yeah, if we ever went out, when we moved to Walthamstow, we used to have to get a babysitter, yeah. If we had to go out, yeah.
And then cinema would be your joint leisure activity rather than going to a restaurant or a pub or...
Mm, go to restaurants.
Restaurant was a,
restaurants
a special
were
occasion,
the thing, were they?
Wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
Yeah, time to change.
I think you always had Friday night out with the boys, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's what you're saying. But we're talking about leisure time regarding going out for meals. I said, I mean, one of the first places was where you lived, where Bossett lived down in Bristol. That the
Landogger.
Yeah,
that was the first
Landogger.
Yeah, pubs but never used to do
a
lot
big
of
occasion.
Food. Pubs never. There wasn't very many pubs that done food.
And you couldn't afford proper.
And plus, you couldn't really afford. We was all saving up for our houses, weren't we? That was the trend was coming in then in the 60s, wasn't it? People would gradually.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one story there. I said to the foreman, I was talking at work, and I said, I'm going to buy a house. And one of the men said to me, Alan, he said, oh, that'd be a millstone round your neck. And I was sort of a bit dubious. But as time goes on, wages went up. I went from sort of a labourer or mate up to a foreman, and you get more money. Cost of living goes up, wages go up. So that millstone around my neck was a little pebble, really, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, you don't think, do you? You think, oh, right, could be.
Mm.
But then inflation's gone up unbelievable since the 60s, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, I think it was a major culture change between you and your parents' generation of actually going out and buying a house.
Nobody bought houses, did they, years ago?
No.
Not that. I can't think of anybody who had a house.
Well, and also borrowing money, the idea of debt.
Yes, right, yeah.
Was a big change.
Yeah, and if you bought... I bought a bicycle when I was about 14 or 15, and I used to take the money around to the cycle shop every week, a half a crown, I think. Didn't do it through a insurance company, what do you call it?
High purchase.
Mm. I used to trust you to take it round and have a little book.
Mark you off, didn't
And in they? Fact, I can show you, in fact you can, oh it's at home.
Mm.
I bought a car. And it was the same system. And it was a mini car. I don't know if you remember it, but a mini. We went down to Babbacombe. Do you remember when we all went down there?
No.
Your Uncle John and all them. Well, he has a very good memory. He's old.
He was only so big.
No, he wasn't. We all went down.
We went to
Babbacombe.
What year was that then?
10 months.
How was it?
First year he went to Babbacombe, he was 6 weeks old.
No, when we went with you as well.
Even then he was only 5 or 4. He wasn't old.
And we stayed near the...
Mrs Yard.
The football ground, Torquay.
That's Torquay.
Hmm. Yeah, we had a little mini and I used to go monthly, I think. I used to pay it through the post office or something like that.
Then that was a garage, it wasn't like through the bank, it was just a garage...
Might have been,
private arrangement.
Yeah, I'll send it down to you if I think of it. I still got it. I can't believe it.
When you bought the bike, where did that money come from? Your half
crown? My parents would probably, it was my pocket money. But I used to do a lot of work to get that.
What do you mean a lot of work? What does that mean?
I used to do a lot of shopping, cleaning.
For his mum?
My mum, yeah.
So
well, she was at work.
And
I don't know if my dad was... Yeah, my dad was out of the army then. But you had to queue for everything years ago because you still had ration.
Mm.
And that's what took the time, was marking your ration books and cutting all the coupons out and weighing it.
Mm.
Butter never came pre-packed.
Mm.
I mean, the man or woman
had to cut
a lump off the slab, didn't he?
Mm.
Or cheese had to be cut separate. Now, this is what took the time. I mean, supermarkets now, you just go around, pick it up, in and out.
And then again, you used to queue, but you used to have a chat to someone, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you didn't have a refrigerator, so you couldn't get a lot of butter. And
ah, that's right, that's why I used to shop regularly, yeah, because no one had a fridge.
2 ounces of butter, 4 ounces of margarine.
On if it's a hot day, I used to put the milk in a bucket of cold water.
Mm. With a cloth over
to try and keep it, yeah.
Did you have a job, though? Did you have a little paper round or anything like that?
No, my brother did. No, I never had a paper round.
That seems quite a lot of money. What do you, how much did you save that bike? You put in half a crown, was it? A week?
A week or a month, or I can't remember now.
That sounds a lot.
Well, probably bikes, a month, it might be a month.
I haven't got the book for that still, but it's going back a long while. Mm. I'm going back here just after the war. But things were expensive, weren't they?
Mm, well, I think bikes, one of the things with Paul...
Look, I still remember the name of the bike. It was called a Vindec. And it was made by CWS. Co-op.
Co-op, really?
Yeah. Had a factory up off of near Clapton, up in, off of Leibridge Road. Mm. CWS Vindec. It weighed a ton. Yeah. Probably a bottom of some canal now.
Landfill somewhere.
Yeah. Or in China being
recycled still.
Recycled. Recycled, that sounds good, doesn't it? It was a cycle.
No pun intended. Yeah.
So how long did you manage to keep the football up then? Into your married life?
Or playing?
Hmm.
Oh, blind.
Long time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Until I couldn't run anymore, virtually.
A couple of years ago.
Probably, I can't remember. Last time I played was for the Royals. I think I was about 36, 37, something like that.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Mm. That's quite good. So that'd involve like one night a week you'd go out training and then you'd play a game.
Yeah, you're playing on a Saturday or...
Or a Sunday.
Yeah, we used to play Saturdays only then, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, was there no Sunday football then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about when I'm 36 now, 37, sort of packing up more. But I used to do a lot of overtime, this is the difference. And I used to let teams down, I used to hate it.
Mm.
Phone up on a Friday and say to Ken Coomber, I can't play, I'm working, you know. Mm. It's
more Ken important. Coomber, I remember that, mate.
Because you'd work on a Saturday then?
And Sunday, yeah.
Oh, when do you work Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I used to work 7 days a week sometimes, regular.
That was overtime.
What's the job? The job I had involved, couldn't work in a certain part of a factory or office until the weekend, you know. So I used to get quite a bit of overtime. Hmm.
What about you, Leo? What did you remember what you got up to when you were married and for your leisure? While he was out...
Looking after the kids.
While he was out playing football and enjoying himself?
Oh!
Just got on now. I should do a bit of dressmaking.
Oh, okay.
Used to go down the market and buy fragments, old cuts of fabric, make children's clothes. And I used to go to my sister, who was married and had four boys. And she had a little shop in there where you could pay off weekly. And she used to give me next to nothing for these little dresses. And then I used to, by the time I bought something for lunch, I gave my sister a couple of pounds. There wasn't much left, but I used to enjoy it because I used to go and pick up little bits of fabric. And there was one shop in Walthamstow Market that they were offcuts from actual rolls and they was good quality stuff. But I used to spend all my time making little dresses and getting a bit of pocket money like that. And I felt then I had my own money that I could do what I liked with.
Mm.
But I could go to my sister and take something in for lunch or, you know, treat her to something. Well, I always went out with my mum, mostly one day a week, sometimes fortnightly. We used to go and have lunch together.
Did they have like young mothers clubs then?
Mm. Young wives, yeah, young wives clubs.
Okay, young.
Yeah, I belonged to that, didn't I? Who did I?
You used to do a lot of charity work. You used to have dances
That was Walthamstow, yeah.
Yeah, you got to know a lot of people, didn't we? Friends, make new friends, didn't you?
Mm. Put on dances and raise money for whatever charity we all agreed on.
Yeah.
We should do quite well, didn't we?
Mm. Yeah, it should be good there. I like the old Walthamstow Club.
All day down there, setting up and cooking things and folding napkins and stuff. But we all felt it was worthwhile. Got together, all had a good old chat. It was good. We always did something for something. But I was always making children's dresses.
It was quite the rage in the 60s, having that fashion, wasn't it, I think? For having
homemade. And knitting. You used to do a bit of knitting now and again, didn't you? Not much, but...
Well, no, so more or less...
I think a lot of the girls used to knit,
work out what
they?
It would cost and then double it.
You used to see them on the tube, didn't you? Going to work.
Yeah, I was always busy.
Nowadays, the wool costs more money than things being made, so people don't bother now, do they?
Well, there was never, even then, nobody had much money, did they? Nobody,
no.
There wasn't much spare money around.
No.
That's right.
But if you wanted a bit of pocket money, that's how you got it. You know, you
did something for it. See, too much football when you was young.
Too much chasing the boys.
Yeah. Or running away from them, one or two, or running after them.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, she's the only one in her family with hip trouble, isn't she?
No, her sister's not very good on her pins, is she?
No, her sister got trouble with her legs, didn't she?
Oh, Sylvia, yeah.
Not her hips, but...
It was her knees, wasn't it?
Mm.
Well, foot, I think it's a foot, isn't it, I think? So did you ever go ice skating or roller skating?
Roller skating at the Alley Pally.
You went, okay.
As often as I could. I was never any good.
No.
But good to get around.
That must have been bundle of fun.
I've pulled many a shirt out of people's trousers where I've gone, thought, oops, better hang on to something, pulled their shirt out as I've gone by. But then you get more capable, don't you? And whiz round like a what's it.
We should
I enjoy that. I love roller skating.
Was that really popular?
Yeah, yeah. Queued up to get in. Alexander Palace.
You had your own roller skates? Or you'd hire them?
Had to hire them. Yeah, I can't remember how much it cost, but we just enjoyed it.
We used to go roller skating.
Used to get, they had a bar, some sort of bar there. We used to get a drink of some sort.
Yeah,
so you used to see people you knew every time.
Yeah. I'd imagine you'd go there like almost all day, really. You just spend the whole day.
I think they had sessions, like morning.
Afternoon and evening. That's the same, many a time.
Yeah, we used to hire the skates. We used to go to Forest Gate, a place called Forest Gate, East Hamway. And it used to be packed. You'd go in, pay your money, and... the man, you'd give him a ticket and the man would say what size shoes you take.
Oh yeah.
And they'll give you the skates to
what
suit.
What size skates?
And then you put them on and through the session they'd have ladies fast, so it's ladies only, men's fast. And all the fellas used to be waiting for the men's fast. The rink would be empty and it'd all come flying on us. Like a load of nutcases, all going round quick. There used to be one little bit area, a dead straight road for the learners. That'd all be hanging on like bars, you know. So you put matchsticks in front, that's how they go over.
I tried ice skating with my cousins when they lived.
Yeah, it's really good.
Where Aunt Jane live.
Roller skating.
There was an ice skating rink there. I wasn't very good on ice.
Well, I sort of like it was in the 70s, I always thought ice skating come in fashion.
What?
Ice skating.
Oh.
More than
might have done. I know we never went ice skating. It was always wrong. I don't really know. I think you've always had places like.
Well, Alexander.
Streatham. Streatham's the only one I know of in London.
I did go to Streatham ice rink a couple of times.
But
I think my cousins lived in Victoria.
Yeah, that's probably
the
only place.
And I
used
to go with them somewhere or other. But I always enjoyed it. I was never really, really good at it, but I always enjoyed it. That's
the
same, many a shirt
tail I pulled out. Well, the only time I went ice skating was, I went to Haringey to see the ice hockey. Haringey Racers. I can't remember who they played. And after the game, again, you can hire skates and skate round afterwards.
Right.
And I came out, I was soaking wet. I kept on falling over.
It's very difficult.
Oh, it is, ice skate, yeah. And I think these skates were too big or too small. And
oh,
it was all wobbly.
But
yeah, they're hired, you know, again. That was Haringey, that was.
You wouldn't have thought it'd be much different to roller skating, ice skating.
Oh, now you've got that blade.
Yeah, because you
and if it's a bit loose, you know, you like that all the
did
time.
Did you ever go ice skating?
No, I was hopeless.
We went to Haringey, saw the ice hockey, and then went on the ice afterwards, they let you go on after.
Yeah.
What, you hired the boots?
Yeah, again, yeah. I think these were a bit big or, I can't remember. It was very wobbly. One ride, I mean,
yeah, my Aunt Jane did.
Well, I didn't break my ankles, you know.
I was just thinking you used to have a motorbike, didn't you, as well?
I had a motorbike. Oh, it was after, that's after I came out of the army, wasn't it?
No, that was just to get to work.
I knew when you had a motorbike.
That was just to get to work.
No, it was just that it was cheap form of travel compared with the car, couldn't afford, you know.
That was fun too, wasn't it? Had it
for
fun.
I used to go to work on it, yeah. BSA 250.
A Beta.
Beta, and then I had a AJS 350. But the BSA, I can't recall ever selling it, but apparently Lionel, our friend, bought it. Okay. Lionel John.
Yeah.
And he smashed it up, apparently. The last time we saw him, he came over, he told us, he said, "Do you remember that bike you sold me?" I said, "It was you who had it then?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I smashed it up." Hit something, I suppose.
Yeah.
Beta. Worth a lot of money now if you had it.
Probably not.
Would be if you had it still now done up. Cool. It had the old forks. It didn't have telescopic. It had the old-fashioned forks.
Okay.
Yeah, pre-war. Obviously a pre-war bike.
Yeah.
I saw a load down the town yesterday.
Oh, really?
But the pavilion. All the old bikes went round the town and...
Oh, were they?
I'd walk up there, some smashing old bikes out here.
Okay.
Oh, all makes. Lovely.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Is there anything that I've not covered at all or we haven't touched on?
I can't remember. As we got older, your house gets paid for and you get a bit more money and you buy a car or a bigger one or seemed a bit easier, you know.
And your leisure activities change to entertaining your children, really, rather than...
Oh, when they're young, yeah, you go out for the day somewhere with the kids, wouldn't you?
But not you're not doing so much...
Oh, we used to go after the grandchildren.
The activities that you like to do.
Yeah, we used to go after the grandchildren when they was younger. No, we don't do a lot now. Take it easy.
Sightseeing.
Get too old now, Al.
The old legs won't let you do it now, will it, Lil?
No.
Go dancing.
No.
I love dancing.
I do hand dancing.
I love dancing.
Do the hand jive.
How did you feel about when you used to go dancing, Lil, how did you feel that all the boys would sneak off to the pub and come back stinking of booze?
Well, kept away from them, really.
So did you used to wait then for the last dance before asking?
Sometimes you'd see a girl you liked and thought, she's quite attractive, and you'd perhaps ask her to dance. She might and she might not, you know. But you didn't get upset if they said no.
No.
Yeah. Then you just say to yourself, "Well, I didn't like you in any case."
The old Tottenham Royal could.
You get a drink inside.
If it could. All the romances.
Mm.
We used to go over to the Eagle pub, there, the Eagle.
What type of dances would you do? Was that like formal, like fox?
Quick step, waltz. I couldn't do tango, anything like that.
Didn't used to have a tango, though. It used to be mainly jive, wasn't it? That came in.
Well, did you used to do jive?
Not really good.
I used to let them throw me round and do whatever. I was never good at it.
But it's mainly waltz, quick step, foxtrot, jive. But those live bands, and they was very good. That's another thing. Sometimes people used to just go there and stand at the front and listen to the band.
Yeah.
And on a Wednesday...
Oh, they had some of the Blue Rockets.
Yeah.
Different groups they had on, didn't they?
That's right. But we used to go to Leighton Bars on a Wednesday. They should have a big band. Now, that probably everybody knows on this. There'd be Ted Heath, Ken McIntosh, and all these big bands. And you probably wasn't interested in them. You just listened to the music.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just stand in front. But sit on the swimming pool, they'd have a raised stage, you know?
Mm.
Oh, honestly, it's fabulous.
Was that stage used to...
No, the dance floor used to be slightly sprung.
Okay. Hmm.
But then the band would be up on a stage, you know, where they had other bits and pieces. But, oh, that's another thing. When we was young...
How young was young?
I'm talking about probably 16, something like that. We used to go to Leighton and we used to climb up onto the roof of this swimming pool. It had all the glass, the little squares, you know, for smoke, which the fire brigade would smash if there was a fire, you know, to let smoke out. And what they call them, those little things you see them in the pavement.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the hole appeared in some of the glass, but it might have been from shrapnel years ago in the war or the lumps of metal.
That's a long time ago.
And we used to climb up and we used to look down and watch the boxing and wrestling for free.
All right.
We used to climb up drain pipes.
Now, how was that? What are you talking, 3 stories?
Well, to the roof was like 1 story, but it'd be equivalent to about a 3-story house, yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. It was stupid, really.
Was it stupid?
I wouldn't like to see children do it now, but you never thought of it.
Oh, my goodness.
You never had no fear, did you?
No.
Some kids haven't got any fear.
Not a lot of people know that.
No.
But that was my childhood, roller skating. Tottenham Royal. I love roller skating.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it, over and out.